Are you ready?
Pastor Bill,
thank you, and good morning to all the friends here at Logos Church. Somebody asked me at the beginning, before we started, Pastor Al, where are you speaking?
一开始就问我你喺边度讲道啊？
I am speaking at Pastor David's office.
我喺 David 牧师个办公室里边。
Okay, so that's where I am this morning.
所以我而家就喺呢度啦，大家睇到我。
And at the conclusion of this year, my family will be moving to San Antonio, Texas.
今年完结之后咧，我正同个家人咧去搬去德州嘅 San Antonio嗰度。
This morning, I want to speak to the Logos family about struggling families.
今次我想同大家繼續講呢個話題咧，係一啲係掙扎求存嘅一啲嘅家庭嘅狀況。
So I picked the book of Ruth.
我選擇咗係從路德記嗰度講。
And the title of the message this morning is Naomi, a bitter sweet melon.
題目咧就係拿俄米一個苦瓜。
Oh, I recognize the Chinese word fu gua.
我都聽得出咧，中文係講苦瓜呢個字。
Okay, this morning, all of us as families have very bitter experiences in life.
我哋生命當中咧，好多家庭都會經歷一啲係令我哋痛苦嘅事情。
I knew of one deacon who was so bitter against his pastor, it was very bad.
我認識一個執事，他對於他的牧師是有一個很苦毒的心態，令到他很不自在。
So this deacon was so bitter, so angry, it left a bitter taste on his life, of his relationship to the pastor.
他非常生氣，他的牧師是以致他心裡懷著一種苦毒的心情。
I'm very sorry for this deacon because I think when he died, he took his bitterness to the grave with him.
我為這個執事難過，因為我相信他就算死的時候，都用苦毒的心情帶進墳墓裡面。
If you're a bitter person this morning, get rid of it.
如果你今早你覺得自己是一個心懷苦毒的人，請你勸你將它除去。
I pastored one church in which the son was so bitter against his mother.
我曾經牧養嗰間教會裏面，一個兒子對個媽媽係一種苦毒。
This son would not talk to his mother.
佢呢個仔做仔嘅，唔同阿媽講嘢。
This son would not cross the street in the city to be near his mother.
有時喺街對面街，個媽見到阿媽行過嚟，佢都唔同佢一齊行過去嘅。
Every time I visit the son, he almost cried before me.
每次我探望他的時候，他在我面前，他都哭的。
I don't know what happened, but I knew that this son was a very bitter son.
我不知道他兩人之間發生了什麼事，但我知道這個做兒子的，他對我媽媽是有很苦毒。
I think in this listening audience, there are some bitter people against your own parents or against your own children.
我相信在座當中，可能都有一些人咧，對無論你嘅父母或者你嘅子女，都係有啲類似嘅心情。
The sign that you are bitter towards your parents or to your children is that you don't talk to them.
咁其中一個標記咧，如果你真係咁樣有咁嘅心情咧，係你唔會同佢哋係講嘢嘅。
Before I get into the story of Naomi, I want to tell you about two families.
我未曾進入呢個講道當中嘅拿俄米嘅故事咧，我想同大家分享兩個家庭嘅故事。
There was a Japanese family here in South Bay.
喺呢個南灣有一個日本人嘅家庭。
Right here near San Jose, Los Altos.
就係住喺呢度San Jose, Los Altos 附近嘅。
And this Japanese family was the Nakatomi family.
佢哋姓氏咧叫Nakatomi。
And this happened way back in the 80s.
係喺80年代發生嘅呢件事。
The oldest son of this family had a confession to make to mom and dad.
这个大仔呢，家庭的大仔就跟爸爸妈妈有一天是这样说。
This oldest son told mom and dad that he was gay.
他跟爸爸妈妈说呢，我是同性恋的。
And they kicked him out of the house.
他因为这样说呢，他爸爸妈妈就将他去不给他家，就将他踢了出去。
They didn't get along with each other.
因为这样的缘故，他们彼此是不和。
And then later,This oldest son died of AIDS in the 80s.
在八年代呢，迟之个仔因为染上艾滋病就死咗啦。
There was so much bitterness between the parents and this oldest son.
在父母同埋呢个仔嘅中间呢，有好多嘅苦毒。
The second son worked in San Diego.
咁佢哋家庭嘅第二个仔咧喺圣地亚哥度工作。
One day, somebody bumped into his car and scratched his door.
咁有一次咧，佢有一次輕微嘅交通意外，個車俾另外一個車嘅揩翻咗啲。
They got into an argument at the parking lot, and they shot the second son.
咁呢個第二個仔咧，同人因為呢件事咧係爭執起上嚟，就俾人哋用槍打死咗。
Oh, that was so sad.The first son is gone. The second son is gone from this Nakatomi family.
真係非常可令人可嘆嘅事，一件事情。第一個、第二個仔都咁死咗。
And then they had a third son.
佢哋有第三個仔。
And the third son came up to mom and dad and made a confession.
咁呢個第三個仔都同爸爸媽媽咁樣去講一樣嘢。
And this is the 80s, remember.
记住，这个是80年代发生的事情。
The third son, the youngest son, told mom and dad that he was also gay.
他告诉他父母，他也是同性恋的。
And they were shocked. They were disappointed at that time.
做父母的又震惊又难过。
And then later on, the third son died of AIDS.
後來第三個兒子都因為艾滋病死了。
The mom and dad lost all three of their sons.
這個做父母的三個兒子都是比他早離世。
I'm just saying that it was tough on the family.
對於家庭來說，打擊是非常之大。
And death leaves a bitter taste in life.
是讓他生命中圍著一些的傷痛和苦毒。
We will look into Naomi and the story of Ruth, how death leads a bitter taste in life.
我哋睇翻呢个拿俄米、路德呢个家庭，都发觉有同样嘅事情，生命里佢当中系有啲系苦毒嘅心情。
I have a story. The Chang family in Atlanta, Georgia.
有另外一个家庭系姓张嘅，佢哋住喺亚特兰大，乔治亚州。
And they lived in Georgia in the 90s.
在90年代，他在这个乔治亚州居住。
They took a family vacation to Guam during the summer.
在夏天的时候，他们一家人去了关岛旅行。
The mother, the two daughters, the two daughters and a son, they all went on vacation.
一家几口有阿妈有两个女同一个仔就去旅行。
And the husband would stay back at work for a week and then go and meet them at Guam.
爸爸就嚟得喺度做工，然后迟一个礼拜准备先至去嗰度去同佢哋会合。
And what happened when the airplane approached Guam? It had fog and everything, and it crashed into the side of the mountain.
但可惜这个妈妈带着仔女去关岛的飞机呢是失事，因为有些雾的缘故。
The mom died.
妈妈死了。
The two daughters died.
两个女死
了。The two sons died.
三个小哥呢就死了两个。
And there was one surviving daughter.
剩下一个女就生还。
And they flew her to San Antonio because they have a birth center there And they tried to keep the youngest daughter alive.
咁佢將佢飛翻去呢、這個San Antonio 嗰度，去呢個燒傷嘅地方治療中心嗰度醫治。
It so happened that the father visited the church that I used to pastor in San Antonio.
咁呢個做爸爸咧，就係去嗰度探望個女嘅時候咧，就去我剛當時嗰度牧養教會。
But what happened was the daughter died also in San Antonio.
但係最後呢個做女嘅咧，都係不治而離世。
Four members of the Chang family died.
呢一家五口裏面四個都死咗。
There's only the surviving father.
淨有父親係留低落嚟。
My brothers and sisters in Christ,
主內弟兄姊妹,
all I know that it was tough on the family.
咁呢啲事情對呢個家庭有當然一個好大嘅打擊。
How are you doing this morning?
你今朝大家係感覺如何呢?
Do you have a bitter heart?
你心裏邊有冇孭住一啲嘅傷痛呢?
Or do you have a sweet heart this morning?
心里边系有一个平畅快平平安嘅心情咧。
The dictionary defines bitterness as distasteful, distressful, and painful.
字典系讲呢个苦毒咧，系讲到一啲厌恶嘅、痛苦嘅一种嘅感受。
When something bad happens to your family, it's grief and pain.
假如有啲事情系唔好嘅喺你家中发生嘅时候，你就可能会有啲咁嘅感受。痛苦的感受。
We're going to take a look at Ruth chapter 1, verses 19 and 22, only four verses.
我今天只是看路德记第一章19至22节四节的圣经。
And this talks about a struggle of a family.
是讲到一个家庭的一个挣扎。
And we're going through the pandemic, the COVID, and families are struggling today. Families are hurting.
在这个大疫情的当中，很多家庭都因为这样的缘故是又受到这个伤痛，在这里挣扎着。
There's three parts to the story.
这个故事有三个部分。
The first part is Naomi's homecoming, verse 19.
第一部分是19节讲到拿俄米回到她的家乡。
What that simply means is that Naomi, after 10 years, returned from Moab,to Bethlehem, her hometown.
在当时呢，拿俄米已经离开了家乡十年，由摩押地那里回去家乡伯利恒。
And when Naomi returns home to Bethlehem, you will find out her struggles, her pain, and her bitterness.
她回去那里的时候呢，她，你看到她身上面是，心里面有很多的痛苦、苦毒。
Here's what verse 19 says. So the two women, that's Naomi and Ruth, her daughter-in-law, so the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them, and the woman exclaimed, Can this be Naomi?
十九節嗰度咧話，他們兩個即係路德同埋拿俄米咧，一齊翻去伯利恒。去到嘅時候咧，全城都因為佢嘅緣故而騷動，就問啲人問啦：，哇，呢個係咪真係拿俄米啦
？You see, she left Bethlehem 10 years ago and lived in Moab, where they could find a better place to have food.
佢係十年之前啦，因為饥荒的缘故离开伯利恒的，他们希望去到挪亚地就有可以揾食。
In your own personal life, a lot of things can happen in 10 years.
在个人生命当中，十年可以有很多事情发生的。
Okay, one thing that can happen after 10 years, we all get older. Pastor Al has more white hair now.
好肯定嘅咧，我哋每个人经过十年都会系老咗嘅。睇下我头发好多嘅白发，你就知啦。
But when Naomi and Ruth, the daughter-in-law, when Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem, Naomi was missing her family.
但系当呢个拿俄米翻去伯利恒嘅时候咧，佢出去嘅时候就有家人，但系翻去就冇晒啲家人。
Who's gone？
边个离开咗咧？
Naomi's husband died. Naomi's two sons died in Moab.
就是拿俄的丈夫和两个仔都在摩押地死了。
And she comes back home without her husband and without her two sons.
回到伯特行的时候，她的丈夫和仔都没有跟她回来。
And everybody in Bethlehem were saying, is this Naomi?
在伯利恒的地方的人都问了，很惊奇，哇，这个是不是真的拿俄米来的？
What happened to her?
为什么人会这样问呢？发生了什么事呢？
Somebody's missing in her family.
当然其中有些家人是不见了。
Well, the person missing in their family was her husband and two sons.
就丈夫和两个儿子是没回到来的。
And you find out that Naomi, when she came back to Bethlehem, she brought a strange younger woman, and her name was Ruth.
咁你又发觉咧，佢喺摩亚地翻嚟时候带咗另一个年轻嘅女子，叫做路德。
And they're asking when Naomi came back, all the women in the town were saying, "Can this be Naomi?"
但系呢个景象咧，令到城里边嗰啲妇女咧问啦：呢个系咪真系拿俄米？
And who is this young woman that's with him? It's Ruth, her daughter-in-law.
当然呢个拿俄米所带呢个年轻嘅女子就系佢嘅新抱路德。
So when Naomi came back home, she had a sad homecoming back in Bethlehem.
所以可以讲咧，拿俄米翻到家乡嘅时候系一个系痛苦嘅一个嘅回归。
My professor, Dr. John Reed, wrote this. They remember Naomi and that she had experienced an observable change, obvious for the worse.
咁我自己读书嘅时候，我教授咧就关于段经文咧，佢讲啦，啲讲到拿俄米咧，佢真系心情嘅苦读，令到外表都有啲改变。
So when she came back, she changed. She looked different. She looked older. She looked stressed out.
但系，所以当佢翻到家乡嘅时候咧，佢外表都改变咗啦，系好似一个经过生命嘅风浪嘅人咁样。
This happened to me this past week.
喺上个礼拜有件咁嘅事发生。
Okay, this is an additional illustration, Pastor David.
Okay.
And what happened? I went to the gym. I saw this young man.And he looked different.
咁我去做健身嘅时候，去到呢个健身室，见到一个年轻人咧，佢同以前我见到个样唔一样喎。
You know, I could tell when people change for the good or for the worse.
嗱，从外表有好多时人啊，将佢生命里所发生嘅事，好嘅坏事都可以睇得出嚟嘅。
And it looks something looked like it was so bad in his life, it changed his looks.
我就见到呢个人咧，就心里面谂，好明显佢有啲事情系唔好嘅发生咗。
My question would be to you this morning: Are you a bitter person？
所以今朝就问大家一个问题：你系咪身为一啲伤痛嘅苦毒嘅人咧
？That bitterness can change your whole personality。
呢种苦毒系会令整个人嘅性情都会改变。
And I just want to say this: Be honest.And truthful with God this morning.
我只想同你讲，如果系真系咁嘅情况嘅时候咧，你要向神开放同埋系坦诚。
Naomi is fighting the struggle of bitterness.
拿俄米系喺度对喺度尝试去压抑佢自己呢个苦毒嘅心情。
The second part to the story.
故事嘅第二部分。
Naomi's bitterness itself.
就是拿俄米自己这种苦毒的感觉。
Now listen to what Naomi says about herself.
留意一下拿俄米自己怎样讲呢？怎样形容呢？
She says this. Don't call me Naomi, she told them. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full.But the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. the Almighty had brought misfortune upon me.
拿俄米喺一章二十節咁講嘅，拿俄米對他們說：不要叫我拿俄米，叫我馬拉吧，因為全能者使我吃盡了苦頭，我滿滿地出去。耶和華卻使我空空地回來。你們為什麼叫我拿俄米呢？耶和華折磨我，全能者加害於我。
Did you catch it? Naomi was bitter towards herself.
大家有冇睇到啊？拿俄米對於佢自己咧係有一種不滿，一種痛苦。
The question this morning: Are you bitter towards yourself?
你第一個問題要問你，你哋大家係咪對於自己係有一種係傷痛苦毒嘅心咧？
Okay, in the Hebrew, Naomi, her name means pleasant one, sweet one.
嗱，我名个名个希伯来原文嘅意思，本来系一种系开心快乐嘅一种咁嘅意思。
In other words, I know of some woman named Naomi, and I asked, "Do you know what that means?"
我认识有啲姊妹咧叫拿俄米，我问佢：你知唔知你个名点解啊？
To my surprise or lack of surprise, this woman did not know the meaning of her own name, Naomi.
咁啊，即係的確有啲人我認識噶，佢自己嘅名點解都未必知道。
Okay, Naomi in Hebrew means pleasant one, sweet one.
所以拿俄米呢個名本身係一個甜美開心嘅意思。
And Naomi.Was no longer sweet.
但喺呢个呢一刻咧，嗱，我咪再唔系好似个名咁样啦。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, were ye at one time sweet in the Lord, and you're no longer sweet.
弟兄们，你系咪曾几何时都系好似嗱咪咁，心里边系开心嘅，系写意嘅咧
？Notice Naomi's truthfulness or frankness.She said, "Don't call me Naomi. Don't." She told them.
So, but Naomi, she also very, very directly told people, "Don't call me a happy person anymore. I'm not that."
She was no longer sweet, and she told the truth because she lost her family, her father, her husband, and two sons.
因为失去家人嘅缘故咧，佢再唔系好似以前咁系开心甜美啦，佢就直接话俾人听。
So, are you bitter person this morning, or are you a sweet person?
你觉得自己系一个苦毒嘅人啦，亦或系一个甜美开心嘅人咧
？I'd like to go on, and she says this. It shows of Naomi's truthfulness.
咁啊，再講落去嘅時候咧，發覺佢唔單止對自己喺啲咩狀況好坦誠。
She said, "Call me Myra."
佢話：你叫我做馬拉咧。
And Myra means bitter.
Myra 呢個字嘅原文意思就係一個痛苦、苦毒嘅意思。
Don't you see Naomi complain and confess?That she was one bitter woman. Naomi knew in her heart and in her head that she was bitter in life.
So, Naomi 知道自己系咁嘅状况，佢就都唔怕咁样公开承认系自己一个而家系一个伤痛苦毒嘅人。
You know, brothers and friends in Christ, it takes a lot of guts to admit the truth that she was no longer sweet.But she was a bitter woman.
佢咁样表态咧，真系要需要好大嘅勇气，话俾人知我而家系一个苦毒嘅人。
Dr. Hubbard observed this: If Ruth, the daughter-in-law, if Ruth modeled devotion, Naomi modeled honesty.
Dr. Hubbard 曾经咁样评价评语呢段嘅经文，佢话：如果路德系一个忠诚嘅典范咧，拿俄米系一个坦白嘅典范。
I want to say to the church, how do you get rid of that bitterness?
我同大家讲，你点样去除去呢种嘅苦毒咧
？One of the first steps in rooting out bitterness is to recognize you have a problem with bitterness and to confess it before others.
所以第一步呢，就是要知道自己有这个问题，又不怕在别人面前坦诚去承认。
You know, in Alcohol Anonymous, AA, the alcoholic first statement to the group is, I am an alcoholic.
大家知道这个无名戒酒会这个组织，大家聚会的时候第一句说话一开场白就是，我是一个是酗酒的人。
And when you look at Naomi confessing to all the women in Bethlehem, she told all of her friends in Bethlehem, I am a bitter person.
所以当南米去她家乡的这乡里，就可以，她是很坦诚地告诉别人，我真是一个这样的人。
The first thing to do is confess that you're a bitter person.
所以第一样要做的就是承认自己的里面的真正的状况。
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
弟兄姐妹,
I want to say that Naomi's second statement was she was bitter towards God.
我又发现好奇怪，佢除咗对自己有苦毒，对神啊都系有咁嘅心情喎。
This takes a lot of honesty and being truthful when you're bitter towards God.
如果苦毒的对象是神的话，你要这样讲出来，真的要很大的一个力量。
You find this in verse 20 and 21.
你有没有留意20和21节？
And here's what Naomi said of her God.
我们用以下的说话，你要这样形容他的神。
For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Is that you this morning? I went out full. I had my husband and two sons, but the Lord had brought me back empty. My family's gone. Why do you call me Naomi, which means pleasant one? Since the Lord has witnessed against me, the Almighty has afflicted me, and Naomi is blaming God.For her troubles.
你喺呢两节里边，佢点样讲关于啲神嘅？佢话神啊，叫我吃呢个耶和华，叫我全能者，叫我吃尽苦头。我本来咧有成家人出去，而家咧一个都冇啦。咁咧点解仲叫我嗱俄米一个开心甜美嘅人呢？因为耶和华折磨我，仲加害于我。
This morning, are you a bitter person?
今朝再问呢个问题，你系咪一个苦毒嘅人
？And Are you blaming God for your bitterness?
你有冇系向神抱怨呢？
How many times does Naomi blame God for her bitterness?
呢度讲到娜俄米向神抱怨有几多次啊？
Four times.
四次。
Four times.
四次。
And here's the contradiction about that. You find that in verse 20 to 21.
但其实本身亦都睇到有啲矛盾喎，喺留意二十同二十一节。
This is what happens to us also。
其实呢系反映出我哋有时都会咁样做嘅。
Naomi believes God, and at the same time she blames God。
嗱，我咪一方面咧赞美神，另一方面就埋怨神。
Wow! Do we do that in our Christian life? We believe in God, but then we blame Him when trouble comes our way.
咁我哋做基督徒系咪有时都会咁样做咧？有时咧我哋会赞美佢，有时咧有难处嘅时候又埋怨佢。
How do you know when you are a bitter, angry person?
你觉得自己系咪一个又苦毒又愤怒嘅人
？You talk about it all the time, and you blame others.
你点样知道咧？就系成日系口里边讲嘅都系。一些埋怨的说话，又怪责别人。
And when tragedy strikes our family, we often blame God.
特别是当有困难、有灾难来到我们家庭的成员当中的时候，很多时候我们都会埋怨神。
Logos Baptist Church, take note of this thing about bitterness.
落到基督教总会弟兄姊妹，请大家留意呢个关于苦毒呢件事情。
Did you know that your bitterness that you have can spread to others, like the COVID-19 and the Omicron. It could spread to others.
大家知唔知我呢种苦恼嘅心情系会传染俾别人嘅？原来
you could be a bitter person, but you spread your bitterness and you make other people bitter.
你自己系一个咁成日抱怨嘅人咧，你都会令身边人都会感染到呢个习惯。
You find that in Hebrews 12:15.
希伯来书十二章五节嗰度咁讲。
It says, see to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many be defiled.
在希伯来书十二章十五节那里说，你要小心，免得有人失去了神的恩典，免得有苦根长出来缠绕你们，而染污了许多人。
You can spread your bitterness and make other people bitter.
你可以污染别人啊，叫别人都好似你咁咧，系周围散播呢啲嘅苦毒嘅心情。
Naomi has a problem.
好明显呢个拿俄米系有好大嘅问题。
And I come to the third point of this message.
咁嚟到我哋信息嘅第三点。
Naomi needs a new beginning in life.
拿俄米需要生命一个新嘅开始。
What happened to Naomi also happened to Job.
发生在拿俄米身上的事情同样发生在约伯身上。
You know, when we have tragedy and bitterness, we need a new start. We need a new beginning.
生命里苦难的时候遇上，我们是需要一个新的开始的。
And you find that in verse 22.
在22节里就会看到。
And it says here, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
拿俄米就将回来，他媳妇摩押女子路德随着他从摩押地回来，他们到达伯利恒，正是开始收割大麦的时候。
So Naomi gets a new beginning. It started in Bethlehem. It's a new season, the harvest season. Everything is growing again.And Naomi senses a new beginning.
所以先呢度形容咧，拿俄米翻到去伯利恒嘅时候，一个新嘅开始。因为呢度系讲到大麦收割嘅时候开始，所万物都系生长，俾佢有一个新嘅开始。
And may I suggest to you, if you have bitterness in your life, don't be a Myra.
让我向大家建议，你生命里边感觉到啲苦难嘅时候，唔好。好似一个马拉呢个名所代表咁样。
If you have bitterness in your life, root it out.
如果系真系有呢咁嘅经历，你将佢除去。
Here's how the New Testament tells you how to root out bitterness in your life.
咁啊，新约圣经里边有讲到咧，系点样将啲生命里边嘅苦毒除去嘅。
Two things.
两样嘢。
In Ephesians 4:31, it says.Put away all bitterness. Did you hear that?
在新約聖經以弗所書四章十三十一節嗰度咧，佢講到要除去一切嘅苦毒。有冇聽到啊？
In verse 31, Ephesians 4:31, it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice."
以弗所书四章三十节嗰度系咁讲，让一切嘅苦毒、恼怒、暴戾、嚷闹、毁谤，连同一切嘅恶毒，都从你当中除掉。
You know, if you own a house or apartment, you have to throw out the trash once a week, don't you?
大家知道屋企咧，一个礼拜嚟收一次垃圾，你将啲垃圾拎出去外边。
I call that let all bitterness be put away from you. Is your bitterness trash it, dump it?Get rid of it.
咁呢个图画就话俾我哋听，我哋嘅苦毒都系同样对付，要将佢拎咗出去，抌咗佢。
You have a choice. You have a decision to make to keep the bitterness or to trash it.
你一个决定可以做嘅就系你系留住啲咁嘅苦毒垃圾啊，因为拎出去抌咗佢咧。
The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 4:31.Let all bitterness be put away from you.
所以使徒保罗系咁样劝勉我哋，将一切嘅恶毒都从你哋当中 除掉。
And here's the cure for bitterness.
关键就是这样。
It's simple, but hard to apply at the same time.
很简单，但应用上来不是那么容易。
We need it in our families. We need it in our homes. We need it in our church.
我们不论在家中，在教会当中，都需要这个应用的方法原则。
And the Apostle Paul says, put on forgiveness.
使徒保罗说你要用一个代替他，是什么呢？就是将饶恕。
In Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind to one another, tender hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
所以这个是将苦毒除掉的方法，就是什么？他要互相有爱，有存温柔的心，彼此饶恕，就像神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
I believe the hardest words a husband and wife can say to each other is this.
我相信一个两夫妇之间彼此之间所讲最难听的说话就是这样。
I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me?
哦，对不住，讲错，是最难讲出来的说话就是对不住，你可不可以饶恕我？
That's what Paul's talking about.
这个就是保罗这里所讲的。
Be kind to one another, tender heart, forgiving each other.
保罗劝勉我们。
As God in Christ also has forgiven you.
保罗劝勉我们要互相存一个有爱、温柔的心，彼此饶恕，好像基督神在基督里面饶恕了我们一样。
If we have been forgiven by Christ,Why can't we forgive others?
如果基督亦都饶恕了我们，我们怎么可以不去饶恕别人呢？
Did you know when you forgive your kind, tender hearted, you have dumped the trash?
大家知道，如果你可以这样做饶恕人的时候，就等于将你苦毒是扔了出去，除掉。
If one deacon forgave his pastor, if one son forgave his mother,They would have rooted out their bitterness.
就如果刚才我同大家所讲的故事，那个做执事的可以饶恕他的牧师，那个做仔的可以饶恕他的母亲，那就可以好像这里将这个苦毒，他们中间的苦毒去除掉。
Why can't we forgive others when we have been forgiven by God through Christ?
既然神是这样在基督里面饶恕我们，我们怎样是怎样去做不到这个饶恕别人呢？
Brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be a Myra, a bitter one.
弟兄姊妹，不要做成一个以马拉这样一个苦毒的人。
But be a Naomi, the pleasant one.
但要学似拿俄米一个开心甜美的人。
And I'd like to just close by saying this to the Logos Church family.
所以结束的时候，我想跟大家落读基督浸信会的弟兄姊妹这样讲。
I think every one of us knows that Naomi has to change.
大家都知道拿俄米这个人是真的需要改变的。
And here's how Naomi can change all the bitterness in her life.
以下就是拿俄米怎样可以将她生命里面的苦毒都改变过来的一种的方法。
It's found in Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with malice.
就在以弗所书那段经文那里说，一切的苦毒、恼怒、暴戾、嚷闹、毁谤都和一切的恶一起从你当中除去。
And here's how you can be sweet again.
然后怎样才可以变回开心甜美呢？
Here's how you can live up to your name, Naomi.
怎么再活翻做一个名如其人的人，是一个甜美拿俄米的人呢？
Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you."
就好似以弗所书四章32节嗰度讲。你们要互相有爱，存温柔的心，彼此饶恕，就像基督神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
I just have a two quotes and I close.
我就想引用一两个说话，然后就结束了。
There's a lady in the Jewish Holocaust that lost her family.
在二次大战这个犹太人的大屠杀当中呢，有一个犹太人的妇女是丧失了她的家人的。
And death always leaves a bitter taste.
死亡往往是在人生里面留下一种苦毒的 心境。
And she said, the Jewish lady in the Jewish Holocaust, I can forgive, but I cannot forget.
这个犹太人的女子她说，我可以饶恕，但我不可以忘记。
You say you forgive someone, but you can't forget the hurt from that?
你说你可以饶恕一个人，但你不可以忘记当中的伤痛吗？
I have a closing quote that deals with forgiveness and to learn to forget.
我想有引用句说话呢，是怎样去处理，我怎样去饶恕，又同时可以忘记一些东西
的。Listen carefully.
Sometime.
To forgive is holy. To forget is divine. But to forget what you forgave is a mark of a saint.
能够去饶恕呢，是圣洁的。能够忘记呢，是神圣的。如果你能够去忘记你所饶恕的呢，是一个圣徒的标记。
I would just like to say we've been hurt a lot and we've been very bitter about it.
我想讲呢，我相信大家都有不同的伤痛比受伤的经历，以致你是会有一些苦毒。
But if we truly forgive, we would truly forget because we would leave it in God's hands.
但如果我们能够真正饶恕，我们同时可以真正的忘记，因为我们将这件事情是交托给神了。
May God richly bless you today, and may you be a Naomi, the sweet one, the pleasant one in life.
愿神大大的祝福大家，愿大家都是好像拿俄米这样，是有一个过一个快乐、开心、甜美的心境的生活。
And I will turn it back over